Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and did I say stand-up comedian? Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now this week's blog is Flashback, Deaf Comedy Jam. A fan contacted me on Twitter to say that he was watching me on Deaf Comedy Jam. It inspired me to reach back into my archives and dig out this photo taken during the taping oh so many moons ago. If you're listening to this podcast, I encourage you to go to my website and take a look at the picture. It's pretty interesting. The facts in the photo is that this was taken during the taping of Deaf Comedy All-Star Jam way back in November 1995 at the Academy Theater in New York City. What you can't see in the photo is that I was absolutely exhausted. I had just flown back home to New York the night before from a gig at Catch a Rising Star in Las Vegas. I was also sick with a 102-degree fever. Let's just say medication and makeup work wonders. I was also more than a little bit nervous. I'd been invited to audition at Caroline's Comedy Club for Deaf Comedy Jam's talent coordinator, Bob Sumner. I was confused by the invitation and remember thinking, really? Have they seen me? I was not then, nor am I now, what you'd call a Def Jam-style comic. I didn't think I fit the vein of the show, but I was not one to turn my nose up at an opportunity. Although it was scary, I'm glad I did it. Wait, let me rephrase that. I'm glad I did it my way. I did not get on the show and then try to convert myself into a high-energy, scatological act. I tried to be myself, going in with my best A-game at the time. The fan emails I've received over the years have confirmed for me that I made the right choice. One email in particular really touched me. It said, quote, Leanne, my name is Lakinya, and I just recently watched you perform on Deaf Comedy Jam. I think you bring a sense of intelligence and sophistication to the stage. Most audiences expect the demeaning and profane language that's easy to acquire in one's material, which is why you surpass all others. Not only do you not lower your pride or intellect by taking the lazy and easy way, you also leave the audience with something to think about. You provide the world with an overview of a strong, intelligent black woman. The ironic thing is, after watching you and the others, not only could I not remember what the other acts were about, I could recite yours line by line. That's when you know you have seen a really great performance. End quote. This is terribly ironic, since a new booker recently told me that he could no longer use me for his gigs because I was known as an intelligent comic, and he didn't think this was a good fit for his audience. This is despite the fact that I've been performing, with great reviews, for said audience since 2002. C'est la vie, right? The point is, I'm in a business where people's opinion of me matters. Artists sometimes get sidetracked, though, trying to figure out what they want. They can be the audience, the industry, the sponsors. As a stand-up comic, my obligation is to entertain and make you laugh. How I do that is up to me, not they. Although the pressure can be enormous, following the herd only works if it's headed someplace you want to go. I'll continue following my path and hope it takes me someplace deaf.
Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, created and written by stand-up comedian Leanne Lord. Read the blog at theurbanirma.com and watch the video edition on youtube.com/Leanne Lord. Subscribe and listen to the free podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Music for the podcast was written and composed by The Jazz Lounge Project. If you enjoy The Urban Irma, then please leave a comment, like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and share it with your friends. Share it with people who are not your friends, and maybe they will be. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.